Good morning, everybody. Morning. You seem to be quite happy even when it's 8 in the morning. I like your attitude. It would seem you were partying last night. Some people are saying not at all.
Buen día. Esta revolución.
Morning, Rallo. It's quite a revolution this morning. I'm very happy to see you so happy. There is translation. Yes, there is translation. Before we get started, happy birthday, Marcelo Teles. Happy birthday.
Bienvenue.
Welcome, everybody. Happy to be here with you today. I'm happy that we start the morning with this mood, with this energy. So thank you very much. I'm going to introduce the first guests we have today. After the picture. Actually, today we have special guests because most of the people have been part of and are part of the at-large world for a long time, even now. Some of them are not here, but still they are contributing enormously to what we do. The first speaker is Carlos Aguirre. Am I right, Carlos? Raise your hand again. Carlos is a Black Member, a former Black Member, and now he's counsel of the GNSO. Carlos, thank you for joining us today. We would like to welcome you, Carlos Samuels. He's an ALAC member appointed by the NONCOM. He's the vice chair of the XCOM. Is that right? And thank you, Carlton. Thank you for being with us today. And Andres Piazza. He was the chair of LAC RALO before. And now he is at the LAC NIC. He does the function of the Foreign Affairs function. Thank you so much for being here. The dynamics of the presentations, I don't know whether the speakers would like to have the Q&A at the end or if they want to be interrupted as they go. Carlton, Carlos, they can interrupt us, they are saying. Carlos Aguirre, Carlton Samuels, if you want to take the floor, everything is set for you.
Okay. Buenos días para todos.
Good morning, everybody. The presentation, Matt, please. We would like to share with you a presentation and some slides has already been shown in Cairo, because at that time I was chairing ALAC, and I thought it would be timely to revisit that, at least some slides. Carlton and I were talking about this, and we're going to share it because we agree on many topics, and it will be a bilingual presentation. I will speak Spanish, Carlton in English. But if you please. That's us. As Jose said, Carlton as the vice chair of ALAC now, and myself in the GNSO, appointed by the NONCOM, we will start talking about the involvement of the final internet users in the Latin America and the Caribbean, that is to say, us. In order to get started, and we're starting to share with Carlton, I believe that we should remember these words by heart. You, as newcomers, or as people who have not just started but need to be acquainted with this, I believe that we have to start somewhere. And starting is, I believe, implies remembering these words: knowledge, participation, engagement, outreach, and capacity building. From there, we will be able to develop our presentation today. So remember, knowledge, participation, engagement, outreach, and capacity building. It's like a timeline. It is like an evolution from the very beginning to what we want to get, capacity building. Carlton, any comment on this?
Morning, everybody. We looked at the presentation together, and because the themes were so coincidental, we thought we would share just one set of slides. It is very important that you understand that the main themes that we are proposing here is what you will need to adopt if you are going to be successful as a representative in LACRALO and in ALAC. I would like to say I would focus on probably the last two bits, and my colleague will deal more extensively with the first three. So, next slide, thanks.
Después de haber identificado esa...
After having identified that timeline, which I have asked you to remember, we will show you a snapshot from our standpoint as to which is now where we are standing in relation to knowledge and engagement and the education that we have in relation to ICANN and its environment. I do believe, after having been for 6 years sharing in this environment, that the participation in our region has a low degree of engagement. And this lack of commitment or engagement is involves some leaders in ALSs and at large, that is to say, at large structures. And if leaders have low engagement, the end users aligned with those organizations will also have a low level of engagement, a lack of commitment. I don't want to go over the board. I don't want to be too harsh and say that it is the ALS's leader responsibility alone. I believe that there is a low level of engagement because sometimes it happens that we do not have outreach enough or reception enough from those who should provide the information so as to create our skills. So there is a low level of commitment, but that can be changed. That is not serious. It will be serious to the extent that it remains the same, but it won't be if we adopt the attitude of trying to improve things. Our level of knowledge is low, and as we will see in the next slides, that low level of knowledge is associated to the lack of outreach, to the lack of knowledge required so as to be able to get involved and actually engage. Anyway, this is not an easy work, getting to know ICANN. In ICANN, you can see the principle of learning by doing. At ICANN, you get to know as you do. That is why engagement is important. If we're not part of it, if we're not committed, if we don't get involved in this environment, we will not learn. Because it's so dynamic and it has such a wealth of subjects to develop that it is practically impossible to get to know things if you are not involved in them. And in this slide, there's a lot of time between what we get to know and then to be able to invest that knowledge in order to be able to train other players. In that midterm, there is wear out, there is tiredness, but this is also associated to the first point of commitment or engagement and taking on as it is.
Some comment?
There are the last two lines. It takes too long to understand ICANN processes. And because of that, there's a waste of time to be able to contribute. Speaks to the issue of learning by doing. You are not going to understand the world of names and numbers policy making unless you engage. You learn by doing. And those of us who have been involved for a long time, we have been sweating the small stuff for a while. We have participated. We have read the documents. We have engaged in the conversations. We have not only been to face-to-face meetings, but we have participated online in teleconferences and so on. That is what we mean when we say you learn by doing. You have to actively engage in order to begin to understand ICANN. As my colleague says, it is a complex place to operate, and it is a lot to learn. And the only way you are going to move forward is that you have to start. And starting means reading the documents, engaging in the teleconferences, taking every opportunity to interact with people who already know. That's important. Next slide.
So before engagement, which is necessary, you need to participate, to be involved, but an informed, knowledgeable participation. Knowledge is required. Just showing up is not enough. As such as Carlton said, learning by doing is something that we do through a committed, engaged, informed participation through face-to-face meetings, conferences, any opportunity that comes up before us to be able to exchange knowledge and alternatives that are associated to this environment. I believe, and Carlton also shares this, it is practically impossible to get into this world and be part of it and actually be effective, because one thing is to be able to participate. Just participate. I have seen in this ICANN environment many people who give their opinions, who I call opinators. I'm so fed up sometimes of opinators who speak about everything without knowing a thing about it. But you can see them in every subject that is dealt with, and they speak, such as we say in Argentina, without baseline.
But there are many other people that work and work a lot and work very well, even not participating in every single subject, because this is also important, impossible. Knowing everything is impossible, so we need to focus on something. We need to aim our cannons at the subjects we know the most and develop there. It is impossible, as I said in the last line of our slides, to be really participative and effective with an effective participation if we do not know anything. This is the first commitment. Carlton, do you have anything to say?
¿Y qué es participar?
And what is participating? What does it mean? What is the meaning of participation then? Participation is a kind of connection. Of course, there should be a connection to be participation. At least two people need to be involved. One person giving and one person receiving. One person giving knowledge and one person receiving. And the person receiving can also provide knowledge to the person who supposedly is giving knowledge. So it is a sharing. It is a connection. If this connection does not exist, it is impossible. And therefore, in this item especially, I would like to ask regarding commitment, that in this region we should start speaking Spanglish. I would like to ask you, to those that speak Spanish, English, to speak a little bit Spanish and vice versa, so that everybody can get to know each other and can understand each other. Many times in this region there were misunderstandings, because And why? Because we do not know, we don't speak the same language, and sometimes translations affect. So let's share, and we will add up to give importance to the region that could not show its capacities. But the other items will be in charge of Carlton.
Next slide. Okay, so if you have some knowledge and you are engaged and you're going to participate, then it is incumbent on you, it is required, that you share it with others. The way we are organized is that you are representatives of an at-large structure, meaning that there are others behind you who will need to share this knowledge. It is very important that you do so. So there is this requirement of what we call outreach, that is outside of yourself. And when you are together, we call it inreach. So the question is, what is the objective for outreach? Well, we are trying to bring others into the process. So we are building the capacity of end users to understand the issues within the ICANN realm, and we are doing it as a way to build the next generation of leaders. That is the objective of outreach. Getting people sufficiently engaged, sufficiently knowledgeable, so that they become productive and they are able to give knowledge, give opinions, make comments that seek to secure the best future for the users in our regions. There are lots of ways you can do outreach. And most of the tools are available and they are familiar to you. You know about social networks, that is the Facebook, the Twitter, and all of the other pieces of modern communications that's available to you. There's always printed material that you can provide. And then what I call old technology, radio, is very critical. In our part of the world, radio is still a very important means to reach people, communicating by radio. And Carlos will tell you that one of the first things we did when we got into La Corralo and started was to insist that I can have a radio outreach capability built. Some of you around the table here have actually put in exactly that. I've appeared on radio shows and have spread the word about names and numbers, policy development, telling people what's happening with the internet. These things are very important. It's also important that you have face-to-face meetings. In your own space, that is to say, in your own countries, in your own at-large structures and civic organizations, that is a challenge, but it is fairly easier. But in La Corralo itself, when we get together as a group, that is a challenge because of the costs associated with face-to-face meeting. And I will admit that it creates a problem because we are, culturally, we tend to be oral. We tend to like to talk. And it's very important to us to talk. It's also one of the areas where we fall down, because in speaking in different languages, oftentimes because we are not seeing each other, a lot of the communication is lost because we tend to read body language as a part of the communication process. This is the oral tradition. And so we have a real challenge in face-to-face meetings as a group because of the cost. And that in itself has contributed to a lack of understanding and less work being produced. It seems to me that since we have this institutional problem that we can't necessarily solve on our own, we will have to revert to using communication tools more effectively. And that's a challenge for us. So the outreach capabilities that we must develop is specific to the objective of improving the knowledge of our user base and creating opportunities for a new generation of leaders to emerge from our institutions. We have the tools. What is required now is more effective use of the tools. Carlos, you want to say?
Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Thank you, Carlton. In this presentation, I would like to say something. I have a hiatus because our organization has been working for 8 years with an altruistic attitude without receiving any single buck. We are working on transmitting knowledge. We are fully committed to getting all the knowledge we can have to be able to spread it in all Latin America that is required with all organizations that invite us to listen to us. And we are doing that in Argentina, in Uruguay, in Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia. Where else? In Mexico. That is to say, this is the idea that each one of our organizations, as I know some others are doing the same thing, spread this knowledge so that we can make the region grow. Much more participation is needed. Next slide. And in this issue of participation, this outreach, having knowledge, building capacities, who are the responsible people if this is not present and if this is not available? We are the responsible ones. When I say all of us, it is not only the leaders of the ALSs. I think it is the whole environment, the whole package. I think it is the final users, the governments. I think it is ICANN. Everyone that is committed to this issue is in some way responsible. So let's take up our responsibilities. We have decided it that way. Nobody forced us to do that. We wanted to participate and we wanted to be involved in this relationship. So let's assume something that we have ourselves decided, this obligation that is imposed, that we imposed on us, because nobody forced us. So if we do not do that, we are lying to ourselves. It looks like a self-help talk, but it is not like that. The idea is that if we assumed a commitment, we should go forward with that. We are all responsible, and as responsible, we have to work together. We have to collaborate. There is no place for divisions, because what we want to build is bigger than our own space. We want to build a Caribbean and Latin America all together with a lot of knowledge and providing knowledge to others. So this is our wonderful commitment to assume and not to let it go by. Carlton, anything to add?
We need commitment. We need knowledge. We need ideas on how we're going to make this better. And of course, we need funds. That is always going to be a challenge for us. It's a challenge for us when we have to meet face to face. It is a big part of our dilemma, and it often means that we have to get the support of ICANN. When Carlos speaks about commitment, this is something that we recognize have to happen with ICANN. My colleague Anilak Tijani is here, and he will tell you that one of the his area of specialty is the budgets and financial matters. And there's always intense negotiations and conversations with ICANN about getting budget. Budget not just to meet, but budget also for outreach activities that we would wish to participate or we would wish to put on for our constituencies, our end users. This is a real big part of it. The question then comes, well, is it necessary for us to do our own fundraising? And there is a differing opinions on this, because quite frankly, we are engaged. Some of us do lots of other things. Some of our organizations do lots of other things, not just participate in ICANN names and numbers policy development. We do lots of other things, and we have calls on this. And oftentimes you have to make a decision about where the small amount of funds we have go. And so it is a difficult situation for all of us. But I think as a group, we will have to grapple more intensely with this issue of funding and where we might get additional funds to do what we think we need to do. I am going to urge you in all of the deliberations to think deeply about this issue, because as it is right now, it is one of the limiting factors to our effectiveness in outreach, our ability to speak to each other more frequently, face to face, and so on. These are very important matters for us. Carlos.
The idea behind this slide is that ideas are more important. Money is required, but not that much money. Rodrigo de la Parra and I were talking about a training program for the region, and we said we don't need to go to five-star hotels. We don't need to take planes. We don't need to have a huge room at a hotel. We can borrow university rooms. We can take buses in some countries to be able to cover more cities. We don't need that much money. We need to have ideas, and we need to want to do it. And this is what we have our bags full of. Next. And to wrap up, some conclusions. Carlton.
Thank you, Carlos. Well, we started off by telling you what the terms we were hoping you'd keep in mind: knowledge, commitment, capacity building, outreach. We told you why they were important to our existence. We told you something about the challenges we face. And we also let you in on the fact that we are collectively responsible for the outcomes. So, it is now up to all of us to do what we must if we are going to prosper, if we are going to be more effective, if the community is going to see more from the Latin America Caribbean region as input into the policy development space of ICANN. This is the message that we would wish for you to have from this presentation. Carlos.
Thank you. The floor is open for questions. I don't know whether we can have Andres talk for a question of time, and the Q&A will be at the end, but all the speakers, if we don't have time, because it's 4 to 9, to get in touch again so that you can exchange your views. But I would like to take advantage of the time we still have to be able to listen to Andres. He has something so important to speak about.
How much time do we have? In 4 minutes, this session ends. 2 minutes. Bien, no, gracias por.
Thank you for having allowed me to be here. I was 5 years with La Crallo, and I'm pleased to be here again. In these 5 years, I thought this session is wonderful. I'm sure this came from Tijani's head, from the Afalo people, and it's so good to do it here. And I thought it would be good to have a capacity building session on IP addresses, because it's something that is not part of the policy in ICANN meetings. It is part of something else. It doesn't happen here. That is why I tried, and Jose allowed me to create this capacity building session. But I don't think that there is a one-directional capacity building session, and especially in this subject that has not been dealt with by most of people. I will do this tomorrow at 8, between 8 and 8:30 for the fellowship program. You are all invited to join in. Rodrigo will speak at 8:30. I will do what I was supposed to do here today. And I am interested in exchange. I want to listen to you. Raul Echeverria will speak up. He's a director of the ADNE. He will talk at the opening ceremony. And he will be the keynote speaker at the La Crallo showcase. So you can get information there as well. And if we cannot, if we can reschedule this. Well, thank you very much. So we go back to the Q&A, those who want to ask questions. Sergio. Thank you, Carlos, for the record. I don't know whether record is being taken, but this is Sergio Salina Porto. I have some reflections to share as to the presentation made. Some things were voiced, and I would like to check some things. When we talk about low engagement level, I made a list of fellow La Crallo members who are working at different constituency units at ICANN. Let me tell you that Alejandro Pisante, Carlos Aguirre, Silvia Herlin, Omar Kaminsky, Vanes Cartesini, Dev, Centra, Natalia, there are many, Fatima, Jose, Antonella, Federico, Christian, Jacqueline, and myself involved in other, and Carlton, of course. When you see all this plethora of people, I understand you, Carlos, because when we gave birth to La Crallo with Calto, José Luis Basage, and Vladimir, and many people here, I don't see Lance, but he must be somewhere. Deb himself, of course. What we dreamt of at that point in time was that all the LSS would be operating, but the possibility has not been that all of us have the leaders here. But we propose a large amount of things for ICANN policy in relation to the vision of La Crallo. The low knowledge level that you are talking about, and you said something that was, we cannot get to know if we are not involved, if we do not participate. And something else comes up to my mind. You can only participate when you feel safe. When you don't feel safe, you don't participate. If the documents are only in English, if they are PDFs and you cannot translate them with Google Translator, and when you want to write an email on the other side, they understand something different. And when you get something, they tell you the Rallo is called preterm baby rhinoplasty. It's very hard to participate, and it's hard to feel safe at a place you cannot be safe. And our ALSs themselves operate in that in a structure of insecurity. I agree with the analysis of subject focus. It is very important, and I think we have spoken about this a lot, and this is the way. If we create subject leader, we cannot see the whole universe of ALAC. ALAC has a number of issues to get involved with, but if we have region mates with a look at specific subjects, quite probably we will be successful in the region. And with the radio, such as Carlton, so we have two programs in our country, one in the province of Misiones, three times a week, an IT program in the Posadas city in Misiones province, where there are the Iguazu Falls. And another one is in the city of Mar del Plata on Saturdays. And we talk about internet governance and subjects associated to ICANN. I agree with the analysis that radio gets everywhere. You are driving, you just listen to radio, at least in our countries. And these meetings, we cannot challenge that. We can have regional country meetings, more economic, and money should not come from anywhere else but ICANN. We are the weakest link in a chain of economic powers in this structure, and this should support this. We do not create money by selling domains. I will wrap up soon. We're not providers of internet services. We're not governments that can manage a national budget. The only thing we have is our will to get involved and bring the voices of the users to this place. So those who get nurtured from this structure have to put up with the voice of the users at this organization. That is all, Carlos and Carlton. Thank you very much. Jose. Sintra. Excuse me. Sintra was before. Can we give the floor to Sintra first? Sintra, please go ahead.
Thank you much, Jose. I understand that we are working under some time constraints right now. I thank Carlton and Carlos for their presentation. I do want to change the somber and serious tone of this presentation a bit. Certainly, ICANN and La Crallo is a fun and, you know, it's quite empowering to participate on behalf of end users. And in many of our cases, it is mandated as part of our organizations, as part of our mission. With regard to some of the points that Sergio touched on, I don't necessarily agree with all. I do think that there needs to be a level of empowerment in La Crallo, and the funding is perhaps one area that we should look at. And as well, I think that we all know what we've really signed on to when you sign any dotted line, you have to read the caveats involved. And part of that is the fact that ICANN is a technical ecosystem and the documents are in English. Thank you.
José Ovidio.
José Ovidio Salgueiro from Venezuela, Aldi. Everything that has been said is great. I agree completely. I've been part of ALAC for a long time, ever since with the Array Law, since it was founded. And in ALAC, I was 3 years represented Array Law. And I asked myself, why, if we are so interested in getting engagement, there's a mechanism at ALAC which is strange, that is called XCOM, that is a bypass of RAILA's decisions. Carlos. What Jose said, I cannot say anything about it. It got a round of applause. It's clear enough for me. In relation to what Sergio and Sintra were saying, I was talking about when I talked about lack of engagement, I didn't mean that the ALS leaders don't work, but that we need more because we're 580 million people in our region, and we only have 15 or 20. And in relation to the second item, between what Sergio and what Sintra said, documents, English and Spanish, that is why I was asking in the middle of the presentation, those who speak Spanish to get to speak a bit more English and vice versa. That's why I said, let's talk Spanglish or else we are in this dichotomy that we never understand each other. But, well, we will see that as we go. Carlton, you want to say something?
Well, there's two things I want to say. There is, we never intended to give you the impression that nobody from Latin America, Caribbean is involved and has been working in ICANN, because we would be doing it against ourselves. What we must say, though, and emphasize, and I totally agree with Carlos on this, there are too few of us working, and we don't have a second team to take over. And what we are trying to do is to develop a second team. We have to step off the stage in a little while. I know I have a commitment probably to 7 years, 8 years of this thing, because I do lots of other things. And what I really am interested in is having persons from the region who are sufficiently engaged and knowledgeable to sit in ICANN councils and not embarrass us straight up. That's the first thing. I know that there is an issue in the region regarding this organization, this unit called the XCOM. And I have the greatest respect for my friend Carlos, because I remember in the days when I used to sit right by him. And it's quite right. We used to communicate in Spanglish. But I tell you what, I understood what he was trying to say all the time. And we helped each other to understand the issues and to grow with it. The XCOM was a response to low participation, even at the ALAC level. It really was that. And even on the ALAC right now, we still don't have an even distribution of the work. Some of us are still working too hard. Others of us are hardly working. It is a fact. And what we want to do is that the institution, the ALAC, the At-Large Advisory Committee, the people who decided in it made, I believe, a sensible compromise. And the compromise was that if we do not find a way to shorten the time that we get together to decide what we should do, and if we have to wait all the time for others to come to us instead of trying to start something, then push it out, we are always going to be behind. The reason for that is that we have a comment period, a process in which we were locked that was time limited. And if you did not make the time within which to offer comments, within which to send statements about our position and perspectives into the decision-making process of the board, it would have been irrelevant. And I totally agree with Carlos because he knows this. If you look at it from a legal, purely legal point of view, there might have been an argument to say that it was not sub judice. But it had to be done because of the exigencies of the situation. And I respectfully agree with my colleagues who disagree about the XCOM. But it really was a response to a situation that existed that, if it had continued, would have embarrassed all of us. And that's where I saw the difference. Thank you.
Bueno,
so, we are on time, but three people raised their hands: Fatimata, Alberto, and Guillermo Zamora. I would kindly request you to be brief because we are over time, and with that we will conclude our session for today. So Fatima has the floor. Thank you, Jose. I am Fatima Cameronero. Thank you, Carlos and Carlton, for the presentation. I have a comment. You spoke in the presentation regarding inreach and outreach. Regarding inreach, it should function inwards among ourselves. It is supposed that the new people, the newcomers, could reach for those that are from the beginning of Lacrallo. And in this, it should be a one-way street. The persons who know the most have to teach those who do know least. Not only contents, because we can study that, but also the day-to-day Lacrallo issue. Unfortunately, in some situations when help was requested from those that know a lot, this help was denied. So please do not speak so much about inreach when in fact it is not complied with. Alberto has the floor. Thank you, Carlos and Carlton. Regarding those that have the language deficiencies, I think the ALSs or those here will make a great effort. So not to have only a one-way effort, I think you should try that at least documents are not in PDF. This should be a great help to work. And when migrations are made regarding the web page, for example, there are documents that are required for investigation, and we need to have the issue date. If there is a migration and all the date where the migration of the web page migration. So the documents in English, Spanish, and French documents were not able to have to be studied. Guillermo Zamora has the floor. I am Guillermo Zamora. I am from ADEAR, Argentina, the IT Rights Association in Argentina. This is my first meeting. I am trying to observe everything that is being said and exposed. I was speaking with my wife, Intreleu Chubut, and I was commenting that there are different positions regarding an issue. And she asked me, who is right? And I cannot tell who is right because I am learning. There are different criteria. This is what I have seen up to now. Something that is very clear based on the conversations I had and based on what I hear here, personally, I worked in many organizations and always the same happens. One person works and the others applaud or criticize. One person says, let's get organized and you work. And in every organization, there is the same. There is a problem which is marvelous. To detect something that hinders us means that we need to try to get a solution. My consultation and questions are for two. Those problems detected that are being addressed, why did they come up? And secondly, instead of posing the questions or the problems that have been around for a long time, and this is my first intervention, I am not judging, what is the possibility of solving these issues? That's all. Thank you. Did you understand what I said? Would you like to have 5 seconds? 4 seconds, 3 seconds. I wanted to wash my hands off. It is not my case. I do not apply to what Fatima said. And regarding the answer to Alberto, there is no answer. It is very clear regarding what we need to modify that, of course. And regarding what Guillermo said, Guillermo, there is only one solution. Because we are speaking from the legal point of view, the non-legal point of view, and sometimes the situation calls for something. Respect the bylaws. Respect the rules. There is no situation outside the rules. There may not be situations outside the rules. If the rules are there, they should be respected and observed. Otherwise, we need to amend the rules, but not to do it beyond the rules. Thank you very much. We would like to conclude this session. We will meet again 12 noon, where we had the meeting today with the fellows. We will start our work meeting and work session with a lunch, an informal lunch. So 12 noon at Orchidia's room, we will meet there.
Quick reminder that it's a working lunch, so you have to, you know, buy your own food and bring it.
Repito en español.
Repeat in Spanish. We need to take the food to the Orchidia's room. We need to buy food somewhere else. There are many places here around the hotel, and we will meet at Orchidia's room for the working sessions. Thank you.